AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. After 6 days of government shutdown, Sagar Mughani reports Congress remains at an impasse.
Last Monday, top House Democrat Akeem Jeffries and Senate counterpart Chuck Schumer were here at the White House to discuss avoiding a shutdown. Today, he's challenging Speaker Mike Johnson to a debate on the House floor.
We don't need to waste time on that nonsense. Those debates have been had.
Johnson says Democrats are desperate to negotiate, but
I don't have anything to give.
Saying the short-term spending bill the House passed has zero Republican priorities and is simply a stopgap measure to reopen the government. Both parties are betting public sentiment is on their side and warning Americans are feeling the pain. President Trump has warned federal workers will be fired.
Up till now, there hasn't been a great deal of pain. There could be a great deal of pain, but up till now, there hasn't been. I will say this, just hang in there because I think a lot of good things are going to happen. That's all I can say.
Sagar Mughani at the White House.
Illinois and Chicago have filed suit to stop the Trump administration from sending hundreds of National Guard troops to the city. Governor J.B. Pritzker.
There is no invasion here. There is no insurrection here. And local and state law enforcement are on the job and managing what they need to.
President Trump.
I listened to the governor and the mayor get up and say how they have it under control. They don't. It's probably worse than almost any city in the world.
Elsewhere, a federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from deploying any National Guard units to Oregon, that as California National Guard members were being sent to Portland. And Mike Kempen reports the Supreme Court's rejected an appeal from Ghislaine Maxwell, the former girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein.
Lawyers from Maxwell argued she never should have been tried or convicted for a role in luring teen girls to be sexually abused by Epstein. Maxwell is serving a 20-year prison term.
This is AP News. Some music news. The Canadian band Rush has announced a reunion tour. Ed Donahue has the story.
5 years after the death of drummer and lyricist Neil Peart, Rush co-founders Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson announced a 12-date, 7-city tour scheduled to start next summer. First stop is LA's Kia Forum, where the band played their final show in 2015. Geddy Lee told the AP in 2012, the fan experience is very important.
You're asking a lot of a fan to come to a show, to spend their hard-earned cash, buy a ticket and sit for 3 hours. So I want to give them more than their money's worth.
Taking Peart's place is German composer and producer Annika Niles. She previously toured with Jeff Beck. Stops for Rush include Mexico City, Chicago, New York, Toronto, and Cleveland. I'm Ed Donahue.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.